Howdy y'all, my name is Lake Shamblin. I go to Walker Valley High School. I'm a senior. I'm a captain of the soccer team, and today we will be talking about the workers of lawlessness found in Matthew chapter 7.
Happy Sunday, y'all. It is an honor and an actual prayer that has been answered by the Lord that I get to speak in front of you guys today. This is a passion of mine, and I'm super excited that I get to be used by the Lord, and hopefully that He will do something in your heart through my story. Today, the meat of my passage will be found in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, but I'm going to start off in Matthew chapter 7 because that's where my story kind of starts off at. So verse 22 says, "On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?' But I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" So the beginning of my story is just, I was a worker of lawlessness. That's who I was. I was someone who was in the church. I thought my Bible studies, my time in the Word, but it wasn't really seeking the Lord. It was just a checklist. Everything that I did was a checklist, and it wasn't based off of the relationship that I had with the Lord. And I did not have His heart, and I did not know His heart. But at Disciple Now, last year, the Lord showed me this verse. And He really spoke to me and showed me that verse 23 does not say, "Depart from me because you never knew me." It says, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And that completely changed the perspective of how God wants to pursue me and how He chases me and loves me and how I need a relationship with Him. And I immediately gave my life to Christ and started a relationship with Him and followed up in baptism that week. And it completely changed my perspective forever. Now, we find in Scripture another person who was a worker of lawlessness. He was a religious guru, someone who was the man in the church at his time. Everyone knew who he was. He was a man who based everything he did off of his works, and he thought that was going to get him to heaven. That man was Paul, or formerly known as Saul. The reason that he was changed is because, like I said, everything he did was work-based. And so because of that, he did not have a relationship with God. He did not know God's heart, and therefore he did not have God's heart. But whenever he met Jesus, he was completely changed, so much that he was given a new name. Now, as many Christians know, coming to know Jesus is not just the or it's not the end, but it's the beginning, and it's a long journey. So we're going to pick up in Paul's journey, whereas also my journey is right now in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. So if I want you guys to be vulnerable with me and with the Lord, I need to be vulnerable with you. Right now, I love to be happy. I love to laugh. I love to smile. But I've been going through something that has been very crippling. I have diagnosed PTSD and anxiety that I take medicine for once in the morning, once in the night. Sometimes it helps. Sometimes it does not. Some nights I sleep. Sometimes I don't. But in the beginning of this huge trial that the Lord has been seeing me through, I found myself just begging the Lord, you know, take this from me. I don't understand. I did not understand why I was going through this. I felt alone. I felt in the dark, and I felt afraid, and I felt like He was not there. But thankfully, the Lord had something else. He did not do it my way by His grace. He did it His way, and He showed me His plan in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. It says, "So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of revelations, a thorn was given to me in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.'" So where we pick up here, Paul has been given this thorn and he's pleading. He's not asking the Lord at his nighttime prayer. He is on his knees begging God to take this from him because he cannot do this anymore. And the Lord answers no. But that's the best part. It's so beautiful. He doesn't just leave him with no. He says, "My grace will be sufficient for you." So what you see is that God does not change Paul's situation. He changes his perspective. And whenever he changes his perspective, he changes his heart. And when he changes his heart, he changes his life course and the complete way that he lives his life, because the Lord does not look on the outside, He looks on the inside. So if you're taking notes, this is my first point that I would like for you to write down. Highly encourage you to take notes. God does not always want to take you out of the storm. He wants to take you through it to something greater than we could possibly imagine, because his ways are greater than our ways and his thoughts are far greater than our thoughts, and they are always for us, never against us. And if you think about it, if Paul had never gone through this, he would have never known how great the love of God could be. We will never know how great God's love is because it is that awesome. But he would have never even cracked the surface if the Lord had not shown him this. And also, it would not have been written in Scripture, and therefore, it couldn't affect our hearts today. And this brings me to my next point. God has a grace for anything you can imagine. It has no limits and no conditions, and there's nothing that can overcome the blood of Jesus. Now, before my third point, I'm going to give you a little bit of a description. And it's from a Christian rap song. And trust me, not all rap is from the devil. It's okay. Maybe you should check it out sometime. But there's this guy, and he's talking about he's on this plane. And the whole album is written on anxiety. He's talking about this moment the Lord spoke to him. And he's on this plane, and it's thundering and lightning. And like he says, it's completely dark other than the lightning that looks like it's going to strike my plane. Like, I can't see anything. And they're going up, and the plane is shaking. And he literally says, I'm about to die. Like, I don't think we're going to make it. But then they plateau above the clouds. And they get above the clouds, and he says, it looks like heaven. It's just sunny and bright, and it looks like Hawaii or California. And then he says, it was like I forgot that the sun even existed, but it was there the whole time. Point number three, God's grace does not depend on your circumstance. It doesn't start, it doesn't end. It is eternal just like him, and it is 100% free every single time. As we go into this time of application, I pray that you would really just ask the Lord to open your heart and seek you, and that you would be willing to respond to whatever he shows you. I'm going to ask you a few rhetorical questions and just talk with him. He's always listening. First, what is something that you've been going through in your life that you've been praying for God to take you out of that you need to start praying for God to take you through? Point number two. What is something that you fear has caused you to slip from God's grace? And point number three, how are you limiting yourself? Not how is God limiting you, but how are you limiting yourself from receiving the full grace of God because you thought that his love and his grace for you depended on your circumstance?